this taking a 3 minutes, like, just give it to me, and I'll. I made it, and I'm 2 hours into the meeting before I was like, nope, I'm taking over.
David.
Yes, we are expecting. No, no, he's got a conversion. And he has, he gave me his business card, because he has a whole bunch of historic map in there. He'll go back in time and find like building plans. Like the one thing is the factory, Captain 27. Insets it into a current map, so you can see what the downtown looked like in 1927.
I'm sorry.
See the big news today, Mike? Girls wrestling was fully sanctioned by TIAA.
No.
Starting 23-24.
I'm gonna crush that division. That's how I'm gonna identify. I'm gonna dominate.
And he didn't, he doesn't even have a wrestling background.
I don't even wrestle, and I'm just telling you. I'm gonna.
Hey, Bill.
Get some.
No, that's your twig.
I'm what?
Your twig. I can't wrestle, I'm just stacked with that.
There's weight divisions. I'm talking about my weight division. Yeah.
The May 17th, 2023 meeting of the Derry Township Zoning Hearing Board is called to order. I want to make everybody aware that it is and has been the policy of Derry Township to record meetings for the purpose of accurate notes and posting on the township website. This meeting is being recorded for those purposes. Do roll call. Lindsay Drew.
Here.
Tom DeDonatis.
Here.
Bill Tefuto.
Here.
Mike D'Angelo.
Here.
Mike D'Angelo, sorry. I'm so messed up with the name of our last applicant and our board member.
Oh, you said D'Angelo.
Oh, you said D'Angelo, okay. You screwed it up so many times, I don't even know.
I messed it up last meeting, too, because of that. So. No, just because we're our last applicant. D'Angelo, can't
put
quite get it straight.
Put a couple more signs up, maybe.
All right, sorry about that. And Steve Seidel, that's me, I'm here. Okay. Approval of minutes for the April 19th, 2023 meeting. Do I have a motion to approve those?
I'll make a motion.
Thank you, Tom.
Second.
Thank you, Lindsay. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay, that passes. Okay, we have one item of old business tonight. That's an adoption of a decision in the case of Kyle D'Angelo. Case number 2023-02. I'm going to read a proposed order, the substantive parts of that. So number one, the applicant's request for a special exception pursuant to section 225-407.F regarding the maximum height of a fence is granted in part and denied in part. The applicant may construct a fence that has a maximum height of 10 feet for the enclosed portion around the orchard slash garden. The applicant may construct a fence that has a maximum height of 6 feet on the rear property line that does not enclose the orchard slash garden. Number two, the relief granted herein is strictly contingent on no part of the fence crossing the applicant's property lines. Number three, for all the foregoing reasons explained in the rest of the order, the applicant's challenge to validity of section 225-407 of the ordinance is denied. Number four, the applicant's request for reimbursement of the filing fees is beyond the purview of this zoning hearing board. Number five, the applicant shall construct the improvements as approved in strict compliance with the plans and specifications submitted to the board during the hearing of this matter, provided, however, that if the improvements that are the subject of this hearing as finally constructed require less relief than granted by the board herein, no additional relief from this board shall be required. Except as extended by applicable law, the relief granted herein shall be valid for 2 years from the date hereof. In the event the applicant has not, within the time period provided herein, commenced operations, applied for a building permit relative to improvements where permits are necessary, or constructed the improvements not requiring permits, the relief granted herein shall be deemed to have expired, and the applicant shall be required to comply with the then existing terms of the zoning ordinance. Okay, do I have a motion to adopt that order?
So moved.
Thank you, Lindsay. I'll second that. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, that motion carries 5-0. Excuse me?
Do I have the opportunity to ask why, ask questions around the ordinance?
Yeah, it'll all be laid out in the rest of the order. I just read the actual order. There's a whole bunch of explanation and other information in the document that you can get from the township office.
What if I want to get something on record from the board on their decision?
David, do we normally mail that out, or how does that go?
We do mail that out tomorrow, and additionally, I can send it to him via email. As far as getting something on record, I'm going to defer to Megan, but my understanding is that would be done through an appeal if they're aggrieved by the decision.
Yes, the record closed after the hearing last month. So if you're aggrieved by that decision, you would have the right to file an appeal within 30 days.
It's related to the decision. Is there a public comment? Or I can ask questions?
Not on the decision. We had public comment during, you had an opportunity.
No responsibility to answer the reason why.
But the decision explains the reasons.
Right.
I request that you read the entire decision.
Yeah, we're not going to do that. I guess if you have any questions that aren't able to be answered by the township staff, you can come to the hearing at the next hearing, and in other business, when we get to that, the board can decide whether to answer your questions. But typically,
so you
we don't
no
answer.
So you have responsibility to answer a question related to your decision? I'm a hall of record.
Our obligation is to vote in public, which we have done. And I would suggest that you read the decision before you decide if you have any questions.
I've heard what is in the decision.
No,
if you say that substantially enough for me to understand it, then
We are not required to read the decision into the minutes. It's something that this board has chosen to do in order to provide a little more information at the hearing, at the vote, as to the content of the decision. There's a whole bunch of other explanation in that decision, if you'd read it when you receive it, that will explain our rationale as to why we've voted the way we have.
So, okay. So you're guaranteeing that
I'm not guaranteeing you anything. I'm just telling you that you will receive the decision in its entirety. I've just read the substantial part of it, which is the actual what we've approved or not approved, okay? There's a whole number of other pages in there that you can read at your leisure, and then as Huff indicated, you have the right to appeal that, or your other option is you certainly can come back and we'll get you on the agenda for the next meeting. I don't want to sit here and argue with you, but that's the way the process goes. Well, I'm sorry you don't like it, but that's the way it is, and we have other business we need to get onto here. So please go read the decision when Mr. Habig sends that to you, as he will do promptly tomorrow.
I think it's just important for clarification. In the past, the practice of this board was just to announce the decision without stating granted or denied. The board would take action on it, and then the applicant would not have been told what the decision was until it arrived in the mail, in order to, for when people came, such as you did this evening, to hear whether it was approved or denied. That's why that part of it has become practice of sharing that, because the decision wasn't actually official until we just voted on it. So from a process perspective, I don't think anyone on the board would be unwilling to answer a question if you have it, but we're just asking, read the full decision when you receive it, and then we'd be happy to answer the questions.
Right. Yeah, thank you, Linda.
I think, as Ms. Huff said, you just have to wait till other business in the agenda so that we can complete the rest of the business on the agenda.
Thank you, Lindsay. Okay, we have one item of new business tonight. We have a hearing in the case of Hershey Square, 2014 LP, case number 2023-03. So if you identify who's going to be testifying, and our court reporter will swear them in.
Sure. My name is Charlie Sir. I'm an attorney with Stevenson Lee. And with me is?
I'm Pablo Maderos with Hershey Square, 2014 LP.
And we've given our cards to the court reporter.
Yeah, sure. Also, Holly Evans with Evans Engineering. Holly, H-O-L-L-Y. Evans Engineering.
Probably just him. He's with us. Go ahead.
I do. Okay.
I'll try to stay close. He'll be over here. Be hip to hip. Not yet, but. Okay, good evening. Again, my name is Charlie Sir. I'm an attorney with Stevenson Lee. I'm here on behalf of Hershey Square 2014 LP. They were the former owner of the Hershey Square Shopping Center in Derry Township, which is along Hershey Park Drive and May Street. They have owned it since 2014. It's currently developed with a shopping center with several out parcels. The upper level is really a strip anchored with a Weiss, former Kmart, which was multi-tenanted, and then several detached buildings within the center. The lower portion, which has a main entrance off of May Street, there's a sign, some access drive to an adjacent hotel, and that is the portion that's really subject to the underlying merits of the case right here. Property's in the general commercial district. We've been before this zoning hearing board several times. The first, at least since I've been around with the applicant, was in December 2020, where we had signage for redevelopment related to the Kmart area. We were here in April 2021, where we had a variance for impervious coverage to allow that at 61.87%. That was for the development of the lower portion of the property. We were here last year in April 2020, where we had a variance for an encroachment within the landscape buffer, approximately 17 feet 10 inches from Hershey Park Drive. And also within that last relief in April 2022, we had an extension granted from the April 2021 approval for 1 year. That was granted for an additional 1 year period. So the relief we have here this evening is to extend out the two April decisions, the relief to be granted for an additional 1 year period or until May 17th, 2024. Pablo Medeiros here is our witness representing who is now the developer, the previous owner, and we'll go through that. He had previously testified before the board, and he's going to just explain what's been happening over the last year while we're asking for the extension going forward. Holly Evans is here, the project engineer. I'm not expecting to have any direct testimony from her. Really more if anyone has any questions about the project, she's here to answer any questions on there. I do have packets to hand out.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And these packets contain the exhibits we're going through. Some of them were submitted with the application. Some you have seen before, and I know at least one you have not seen. So we will be going through those. excuse me, have been marked already. Hopefully we'll be going through them in the order as listed within there. So start off, Pablo, could you introduce yourself to your board first?
Again, good evening. My name is Pablo Medeiros. I'm director of development and construction for Hershey Square 2014 LP. It's a wholly owned subsidiary of Heidenberg Properties.
And where is your office located?
The office is located at 234 Closter Dock Road in Closter, New Jersey.
What are your general responsibilities?
Oversee the all the activities within the company to develop and construct the shopping centers, including tenanting and property development.
Okay. Are you familiar with the site and surrounding area subject to tonight's application?
I am.
And are you familiar with the application that was filed for tonight's hearing?
I am.
Are you familiar with the relevant provisions of the Township Zoning Ordinance and the orders issued by the Zoning Hearing Board, especially related to any conditions contained in those decisions?
Yes.
And are you familiar with the pending land development plans for the retail building which is being proposed on the property?
I am.
And are you authorized to speak on behalf of the applicant, Hershey Square 2014 LP?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Look what I'm going to show you what I've marked as exhibit number one. Tight here. Keep this up here. Can you identify what this is?
That's the special warranty deed.
Is this the deed for the property subject to the application?
It is.
All right. And it appears to be something that happened rather recently. Was there a sale involved here?
Yes. We sold the property to a company by the name of You and Me Hershey LLC.
So that's the current owner of the property?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Let me turn what I've marked as exhibit number two Can you identify what that is?
That's the master lease identifying us as the master lessee, giving us responsibility to develop the remaining out parcel in question.
And when you say us, you mean Hershey Square 2014?
Hershey Square 2014 LP, yes.
Perfect. And is this master lease currently in full force in effect?
It is.
Okay. Let's go what I've marked as exhibit number 3. Can you identify what that is?
It's the application filed for tonight's hearing.
And did you authorize the filing of this application?
I did.
Okay, and that, of course, I believe is signed by me, correct? If I look on here.
Correct.
And as well as the property owner.
Correct, yes, Mark Underberg.
Okay. All right. Let's go to what I've marked as exhibit number 4. Can you identify what that is?
That's the Zoning Hearing Board decision number 2021-02.
And what's the date of that decision?
Dated May 19th, 2021.
Okay.
Correct.
Trying to order if it's all in here.
Yes, May 19th, 2021.
Okay. And the application subject to this was submitted by Hershey Square 2014 LP, correct?
Yes, at the time Hershey Square 2014 owned the property. And again, it's Hershey Square 2014 LP is a wholly owned subsidiary of Heidenberg Properties.
And what was Hershey Square 2014 seeking to do on the property at that time?
We wished to develop the lower portion of the property along Hershey Park Drive with a 7,456 square foot multi-tenant building on approximately 2 acres of land.
And that's on the lower part of the property, right sort of off of May Street?
That's correct.
All right. And what zoning relief was requested and granted?
Under the zoning ordinance, impervious coverage was limited to 60%. This gave approval to have the impervious coverage increased to 61.8%.
And were there any conditions placed on the approval, specifically related to timing?
Yes, condition 3 set a 1-year time period to apply for a building permit.
And that's one of the, essentially a standard condition on all decisions?
Apparently.
Okay. And was a building permit applied for within that 1-year period?
No.
All right, let's go what I've marked as exhibit number 5. And can you identify what this is?
It's the Zoning Hearing Board decision number 2022-07.
And if we look for the date of that, that is dated,
I believe it's May 18th, 2022.
Okay. How did this decision, why were we back before the board at that time?
So Hershey Square 2014 had submitted land development plans for the site and building in line with the 2021 approval. As part of the review process, township staff commented that there was an encroachment into a buffer created by an overlay zoning district.
And that was having to do with a buffer along Hershey Park Drive?
That's correct.
And that interpretation, that was not available at the Zoning Hearing Board. We didn't know about it when we went to the Zoning Hearing Board the year before, correct?
Correct.
All right. And was the zoning relief at that time granted?
Yes, the buffer in the overlay was 40 feet. The plans only would allow a buffer of 17 feet 10 inches, so a dimensional variance of 22 feet 2 inches is granted, and the decision was extended out to 1-year period from the 2021 decision.
All right, so that's the same 1-year condition, you know, to get a building permit, maybe some other things, but primarily a building permit has to be done within 1 year, correct?
Correct.
All right, and was the building permit applied for within the 1-year period?
No.
Okay. Now, after we had the decision from the Zoning Hearing Board, what was the status of land development plans? I mean, let me back up from that. When we referred to the Zoning Hearing Board in 2022, were you working on land development plans?
We had started them, yes.
Okay. And after the 2022 decision, did Hershey Square 2014 continue with the land development plans?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to show you what I marked as exhibit number 6, and can you identify what that is?
That's the written decision from the supervisors, the board supervisors, approving the preliminary land development plans for the multi-tenant building with conditions.
Okay. So again, this is for relative to the development that was prompting the 2 prior hearings.
That's correct.
All right. And what's the date of that again?
That's December 20th, 2022.
All Now, in the decision, there were multiple waivers were requested and were granted. Is that correct?
Yes. Page 3 of the decision shows 11 waivers that were granted.
All right. So we go to the decision here. Starting on here, the Board of Supervisors conditionally approved the following requested waivers, and it lists numbers 9 through 11. Correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Were any waivers denied at that time?
Yes. Page 4 of the decision notes that the requested waivers from subsection 185-42 and 43 were denied, and these related to the need for a traffic impact study.
All right. So let's get a little bit of background on this. When the plans were submitted and they were pending through the township, were you planning to do a traffic impact study?
So we had a pre-application meeting with the township staff, during which we agreed to offer a fee to the township in lieu of doing the study at the intersection of May Street and State Route 39 was previously studied by the township numerous times, as we were told, and another study would just gather dust, as it was stated, and the monies could be better spent on traffic issues in the township.
So that was with a staff meeting. And did you proceed, you know, during the latter part of 2022, working with staff on the land development plans with the assumption that you did not have to do a traffic impact study?
That's correct.
Okay. This land development plan went before the Planning Commission, correct?
That's correct. And the Planning Commission supported the waiver.
All right, so they approved this. You had staff approving it and the Planning Commission approved it. Do you recall what the Planning Commission was, what month it was? Was it November or October?
I have to agree with that. I can't remember.
Okay, toward the end of the year, 2022.
Yes,
okay. So we finally get before the supervisors in December 22. And did you expect the waiver regarding a traffic impact study to be granted?
Absolutely. All during 22, township staff supported, Planning Commission recommended approval, and we came here fully expecting to get, or came to the Board of Supervisors fully expecting to get the preliminary and final land development approval.
All right, so now we have conditional plan approval, but we have a waiver which is not granted, and now you have to do a traffic impact study, correct?
Correct.
All right, so after the approval was granted in December, what did you do regarding the traffic impact study?
After a great deal of deliberation, we decided we had to move forward with the study as it was required by the board's written decision. Our traffic engineer met with the township traffic engineer. They determined the scope of the study, what intersections would be studied, and what data would be used, and that took approximately 2 months to put together.
So based upon gathering information, did your traffic engineer actually pull together a traffic impact study?
Yes.
And that was, I believe, submitted in end of February 2023, correct?
Yes, traffic counts were done in December of 22, actually a week before Christmas, and the study was submitted to the township on February 27, 2023.
And has the traffic impact study been finalized at this time?
No, it has not. Over the past several months, our traffic engineer and the township traffic engineer have gone back and forth with comments. And we've met with the supervisors who have questions and comments on the traffic impact study, as well as certain roadway improvements that were recommended within the study.
And I know we said before the supervisors multiple times over the last 2 or 3 months talking about the TIS, the scope of the TIS, the issues within the TIS, proposed improvements. That's happened over many meetings now with the supervisors.
I'm losing track of the dates.
Okay. And does the traffic impact study propose roadway improvements to the intersection of May Street and PA 39?
Yes.
Okay. And would those improvements involve PennDOT?
Yes, an application would have to be submitted in the name of the township for the approval of the intersection improvements because they are off-site improvements.
And these are also, PennDOT is, Hershey Park Drive is a state road.
That's correct.
Okay. And where are you with the application of submitting this to PennDOT?
Besides finalizing the traffic impact study, the township still has to agree to to be the applicant for the HOP application. The attorneys, ours, and the township are working on a draft agreement to allow that to occur.
Okay. And we do have a meeting coming up on next Tuesday, correct?
That's correct.
And we hope to be making progress on that point.
We hope to have the township consent to being the applicant to PennDOT.
Okay. And I guess if the township says they won't be the applicant to PennDOT, several things could happen, but we can't submit to PennDOT, correct?
Correct.
All right.
What we'll do with that.
Okay. So once the application, assuming the township agrees to be the HOP applicant, we will submit the application to PennDOT. Really, what happens next?
PennDOT will review the application. There could be changes requested, which we anticipate. Hopefully the application will be approved, but that could take several months before we have the permit from PennDOT.
Okay. So in the meanwhile, you still have to revise revise the LD plans to include these traffic improvements, correct?
That's correct.
And then we still have to go back to continue the final land development plan approval, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And do you really have a time frame of when that may happen?
We have target dates, but I don't believe that we'll be able to do that until after the HOP application is submitted to PennDOT. Hopefully, we'll be able to report the plans in the summer, although it could extend into the fall of this year.
So a lot of it depends on what PennDOT does on the proposed improvements to that intersection.
The review of the application, right.
Right, and that affects the land development plans, whether you can record them, correct?
Correct.
And if you don't record land development plans, you can't go for a building permit, can you?
That's correct.
Okay. So, since we've had the hearing back in 2022 before this board, is it your opinion that you have been working diligently to receive all required approvals necessary for you to get a building permit for your project?
Yes.
Okay. Now, what relief are you asking for this evening?
So the time periods in both the decisions be extended out until May of 2024 to allow the land development and traffic improvement process to be completed.
Okay, thank you. Anything else?
That's all I have.
That's all you have, okay. All right, that's all we have from the testimony. Try to make this straightforward to give you a little bit of background, somewhat of an update of what's happened since we were here last time. We are here for questions. If you have anything for Pablo, if you have any questions regarding the what's happened with land development plans, what we've been doing, why this has been taking so long, we're glad to answer them. Otherwise, we request that you put into evidence the exhibits and that the we're just looking to extend this out one more year to give us more time to get our project completed.
Questions for the board?
I apologize for having lost focus for just a very brief moment. Can you please succinctly synopsize what happened that was outside of your control? That's because it looked like you were all set. It looked like that traffic study was waived and you were providing the contribution. And it looked like you were teed up to do these applications. So what happened outside of your control that's now dictating a one-year extension?
The Board of Supervisors did not grant the waiver. They didn't follow staff recommendations from the Planning Commission. And it's within their discretion. I mean, they certainly had the ability. They chose not to grant the waiver and accept a fee in lieu of doing a traffic impact study. So that was what triggered us in December. If we had known that was going to be the case back in April or so, we would have done the traffic impact study. We would have been done months ago.
Yeah, if I may, if the staff had not recommended to not do the traffic study, we obviously would have done the traffic study. That's why I stated that it was during a pre-application meeting that we were trying to determine everything that was going to be required for the to apply for a preliminary and final land development approval, and stating that we didn't have to do a traffic study was an item that was just removed from what we were proposing to do, and that was brought up after essentially we were approximately 90% complete.
Thanks.
When was the most recent traffic study completed? Could you review that with me again? I'm wondering about the data. Was there something with the data that the supervisors saw that they were confused about or didn't agree with, or what was?
Well, let me just go for it. I really didn't want to go into the supervisor's decisions on this.
Okay.
Is bordering on contentious. I want to be polite about it. We are trying to work with them on what's needed, what's done. I don't believe the data is currently a problem anymore. We had a traffic engineer. They worked back and forth with the township traffic engineer.
Could you say that again, please?
I don't think that was that's an issue anymore.
You said, I didn't miss what the first part of what you said. You don't think that...
I don't think the data collection is an issue. It was agreed upon the scope for the scoping on the TIS, the scope of what intersections would be studied, how would we study when the data would be collected, and they also review historical data. The township has studied this intersection multiple times. So that data was reviewed also and agreed upon before then.
But the data that is on hand that you have access to, was that all done prior to the development?
No. No, there were new counts done in December.
December of
2022.
Okay. Yeah.
December 18th, to be exact.
So I apologize. I'm still confused by the timing a little bit here with this. So from what I see, the waiver was not approved as far as the traffic study at the meeting on December 20th?
December 6th was the date of the actual meeting.
Okay. And at that time?
At that time, we anticipated getting preliminary and final land development approval. Since the waiver was not granted, the board decided to grant preliminary approval conditioned upon completion of the traffic study.
So when the traffic study was not waived, okay, if I'm trying to clarify for myself here, that you approached the township about doing the fee in lieu of?
It was actually decided that night.
That night. Yes. So the supervisors...
The initial fee in lieu thereof was at a pre-application meeting in April of, I think actually probably in March of 2022.
By the planning commission or supervisors?
No, it was the staff.
The staff.
That was the staff who recommended that we not do a traffic study, that we do a payment in lieu thereof.
Okay. And then at the December 6th meeting, when you were actually was waived, not waived, that you then you had to do the traffic study, right, at that point?
We talked about offering more monies for the in lieu thereof.
Okay.
And that was denied. And then ultimately, yes, we had to do, we were told that in order to get the preliminary and final land development approval, we had to do the traffic study.
On what date did you initiate the traffic study after that meeting?
The next day.
The next day?
Yeah. As I said, it was the hearing was on December 6th.
Meeting.
I'm sorry, yeah. The meeting was on December 6th. And on December 7th, on that night, I authorized the traffic engineer to proceed with the study and immediately started coordinating with the township engineer to determine the scope and the intersections and so forth. And
when were counts done?
And the counts were, the actual counts were taken on December 18th. According to our traffic engineer, it was 45 degrees and sunny day. And very, very busy at our traffic center.
And then,
at our shopping center.
Just to clarify, they're just getting to the supervisors now as far as
the traffic study?
The traffic
study was submitted. There was a lot of back and forth between our traffic engineer and the township engineer, and it finally got submitted on February 27th.
Okay. All right. All right.
2023, sorry.
When was, in relation to when the previous extension was granted and the encroachment was discussed, when was the Planning Commission approval?
I believe that would have been in November 22. Yeah, November
22. Okay.
But normally it's a month before.
So you saw the original... zoning variance request in 21, came back, addressed the encroachment, and received the extension in the spring of 22, went through the Planning Commission process and received Planning Commission recommendation, which included a staff recommendation of a waiver for a traffic study in November of 22, and then it was before the supervisors at the beginning of December of 23, in which they used their 22. I'm sorry, used their discretion to not approve the recommended course of action that came from Planning Commission and staff, which ultimately at this point would prohibit you from seeking building permit to comply with the zoning order by this spring.
You summarized it just right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Thank you.
So if we can go back before the meetings this fall or early winter to November, December. So I know you were before us in 2021, early 2021. And then we're back before us in 22, before this board. Could you explain more why the application for land development didn't proceed earlier than last fall? I don't know when the application, maybe you can fill me in on when was that application submitted for land development, and was there a reason why that didn't get acted on until November, December of last year?
Good.
Again, Holly Evans, Evans Engineering. We had to go through DEP joint permit activities permits, which took almost a year to process the JP permit related to the project. Subsequently, as we were developing the land development plan, we had to get to a point and pause the plan process until the JP permit caught up and all the items associated with the joint permit for any kind of work in the floodplain area. And that's basically what then delayed the ability to move too much further along until that was fairly well developed and we had feedback from the Army Corps of Engineers and DEP.
And when did that happen?
That was happening during the year 2022.
No, when did that feedback, when was that feedback received?
Okay, I apologize, I wasn't prepared to have all the specific dates right now, and I apologize. But if you give me a moment to pause here a second.
Mm-hmm.
We were going through the JP permit entirely starting actually in January of 2022, before we ever came to see you for the relief sought in 2022. We were working on the JP permit. The whole reason for the relief in 2022 is because it was found of a adjoining overlay district that we had to be complying with. So we came in requesting that relief while pursuing the land development plan approval through the Planning Commission and while pursuing the JP permit. And it was not until fall of 2022 before the Planning Commission ever granted the approval of the preliminary slash final land development plan.
When were the LD plans submitted? I mean, the decision here, they're dated March 8, 2022. Were they submitted to the township in March?
Yes. They were actually submitted once in December of 2021. And then they were submitted again in March of 2022, at which time they continued going through the approval process. All right. And again, the approval could not fully be completed until we had enough feedback from the Army Corps of Engineers on items on the joint permit application, which all had to be done. It had to be a series of studies done along the stream area.
Right.
And so that delayed the whole permitting process, and which pushed us till getting the fall decision by the Planning Commission. And as these two gentlemen have indicated, we anticipated walking into the Board of Supervisors expecting that they would follow the same recommendations. And whenever the waiver of traffic study was turned down and denied, it sort of threw us for a little bit of a loop and sort of put us having to take a step back and basically reformulate our process. As they indicated, then had to work with the township staff and engineer on the scope of the study, prepare the study, submit the study, get the study reviewed, go through the process, which is what we've been doing since February of 2023. So our study got submitted on February 27, 2023, but there is a process for your engineer to review it, bounce back and forth with comments, work through that process, also work with the Board of Supervisors, and then now incorporate those items into the plans as far as the improvements onto the intersection of May Street and Route 39.
Are there any other outstanding issues with the Joint Corps DEP permit?
Nope.
Based on the comments that you got?
All the permits are issued. The only issue we're down to was basically wrapping up and coordinating with the Board of Supervisors the final agreement on traffic study determination and any kind of scope of any improvements, which our office has already been preparing all the plans and preparing to submit the HOP permit in June of this year. So all those documents are coming together, but we have a meeting next week with the Township Board of Supervisors. They're getting a draft set of the HOP plans tomorrow or Friday
Can you just slow down?
Yes, I'm sorry. I apologize. I have a habit. I'm sorry. So we are prepared to submit the HOP plans to township and township staff tomorrow or Friday. They're going to come in for their engineer to review and give us comments. This is standard procedure before we can submit the HOP plans to PennDOT. So we'll submit our plans tomorrow or Friday. We expect comments then from the township engineer early June. We'll address comments. We would submit the HOP plans then to PennDOT in mid-June. And that begins the process of working through PennDOT approval of the improvements to the intersection of May Street and Route 39.
Okay, and typically that PennDOT process, you may have said this already, but just so I'm clear, what is the typical expected timeline on that?
It can be as quick as maybe 2 or 3 months. It can be as long as 9 or 10 months, depending upon PennDOT's input on and comments and feedback on the actual application itself.
Okay.
We feel pretty comfortable that the process should take the shorter period of time, knowing the scope of the improvements that are being proposed.
And how much time from the point that PennDOT gives you approval from then till you'd be finalizing things with the township?
Basically immediately. As soon as PennDOT gives the approval, all the plans are already teed up, ready to be signed and submitted and recorded once we get the approval from PennDOT. And I know the Pablo's team has already proceeded with the building drawings, just cannot submit the building drawings until the land development has been recorded.
Okay. All right. Originally, I'm asking is, you know, this has been going on a long time just with this board.
Understood.
And already granted an extension. Now you're asking for another 2 years, which is not typical for most projects. Okay. All right. I thought I heard you say 2 years.
No, one year. We're asking for 1 year.
Okay. That's okay. Then that addresses some of what I was getting at. I thought you were asking for additional 2 years, which, okay, 1 year. Thank you. Okay, I don't have any more questions. Lindsay?
Just for clarification, for the point of the record and going back to the previous, in April of 2022, when you were before this board, initially you would have only been seeking an extension because of the process and timing with the JP, but it was noted that there had been some confusion by the zoning officer regarding whether or not the property line of this, if I remember, it was the way the conservation or the encroachment abutted like up to the property line or something.
The extension
of the overlay district, that it went across the road, that and that is why we had to, this board had to consider that request in addition to that.
Correct.
So that's why there's those two orders.
Yeah. Basically, I mean, your ordinance has multiple overlays. They are very confusing, and I think township staff had problems understanding them and applying them, and it only came out during the reviews. So once again, we went through the process.
But prior to that zoning ordinance, that zoning hearing in April of 22, you had received conditional approval from the Planning Commission. It was upon...
No, we had review by the Planning Commission, but not conditional approval at that time. We had review and comment by the Planning Commission prior to the spring of 22.
Okay, I'm reading from the order 2022-07, which is your exhibit number 5, page 3, where it states, following the 2021 relief, the applicant submitted land development plan in December 2021. Following comments, it was resubmitted in March 2022. In April 2022, the Planning Commission granted conditional approval, but the applicant cannot move forward without relief for the landscape buffer. So you had received conditional approval by the Planning Commission prior to seeing this board in April.
I apologize because, again, I wasn't prepared.
Yeah, no, we're talking weeks at a time. I just want to lay that out that you had, per our order, you had received conditional approval by the Planning Commission. You were waiting for the JP permit to finalize. So the buffer issue was then determined, and you came before this board. So there's been a lot of, like, who's on first.
Yes.
Thank you.
But again, that put us in that point of having to finish the JP permit process. We couldn't go any further until those items all started coming together.
So regardless of when that would have been done, you were still then waiting for the extension approval or denial by this board, as well as the landscape buffer. So it's continued to extend the dates. Thank you.
Yeah, and just again, because there's a lot of dates floating around here, so the date at which you received, or at least the month and year that you received the comments from the Corps on the joint permit from Corps and DEP was when?
Oh, God.
Because it was a weird date. They had like 93 days in which to issue a decision. That would have been, I think, in November of 2022 that we got comments.
Okay, now I'm confused because I thought you were waiting for those comments before you were able to go back to the Planning Commission and the supervisors.
Okay.
Yeah. And take a minute, if you need a minute, to kind of
best I can say think through. I just fall, want to... fall of 22, I can't give you exact date,
okay. But
we got comments from the Army Corps and knew the comments were minor. It allowed us to move forward with the plan. So that you understand, the actual plan that was conditionally approved in December of 2022, we did not still have final Army Corps permitting approval, but we were down to three or four administrative comments. The actual JP permit did not come until February, I believe, of 2023. Okay. But they were down to administrative comments, not comments that concerned anybody about being able to obtain that permit.
Okay. But you did not have the substantial part of their comments until fall of 22.
That is correct.
I want to say it was probably actually June, now that I think back. I think it was the comments were, I believe, in June that we got there, June or July.
Had to be later than that, but that's okay. It was...
Either way, that part of it was not resolved, and subsequent to that, you started having the parallel conversation regarding the need for the traffic study. The conditional approval that was provided was not going to be held up because it was determined that those comments would be resolved without issue.
That's correct.
It was not a prerequisite of moving forward with that development.
That's
it was
correct.
Only the traffic study.
It was really the December 2022 supervisors action which threw the loop in. We have a lot of things going on there, but only at that point did we realize we had a multi-month process ahead of us, which we could have been doing over the prior year, uh-huh, that we were led to believe we didn't have to do, and lo and behold, we had to. And we're doing that now, and that's been happening since December 2022.
Since December 2022, we've been before the Board of Supervisors, I believe, five times.
All right, any other questions from board members that haven't already been asked or things that need to be clarified?
When your traffic engineer was talking with the township traffic engineer, there was concurrence on when that December counts were going to be acceptable,
correct,
not during tourist season.
On the evening of the hearing, of the meeting, December 6th, it was actually stated there was discussion about timing because the park wasn't going to be open, et cetera, and they said, well, park opens in June. He said, we can't wait until June to open. And then there was discussion that the park is actually open in December for certain items. But again, the intersections that were studied aren't at the park. They're in front of a shopping center.
Well, those intersections are highly affected during tourist season. I just, if...
that's okay.
If a concern was already brought up about December traffic counts. I mean, Candy Lane that's about one-tenth the traffic.
And Mr. DeFuto, during the meeting in December with the Board of Supervisors, with the township engineer present, he discussed the ability to do the study. And because the park was open in December, because accounts were being done the week before Christmas, because there was also concerts and other items going on, it was deemed to be a very reasonable
So it was accepted. There's not going to be any anything.
Correct. And additionally to that, then there were factors placed on that. And that was part of the delay time working with the engineer, the township engineers. What would be the appropriate factors to add to those counts to simulate, to make sure that the traffic.
So there are going to be multipliers to it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good. All right.
Yes.
So you don't anticipate that the supervisors would delay approval based on wanting tourist season traffic counts that would further project this out, that this request would not be sufficient?
I hope not.
Thank
As
you.
I said, we are working through here. I believe we're working in good faith at this time with the township. We've had multiple meetings in front of the township supervisors, and it's gone on longer than I anticipated. But I think we're going to be in a good place soon on moving forward with this.
And you feel confident that if all things go as they're moving forward in good faith, that a one-year extension on this, that you would be able to apply for the building permit within that 12 months?
Oh, yeah.
Waiting on the PennDOT response as well?
Yeah. If things go south, if I call it that way, we will probably know during the month of June, if not sooner.
I said during my testimony that we have target dates. We're targeting submitting for a building permit in August. Assuming everything goes smoothly from next Tuesday on.
The reason I ask is from experience with the traffic impact study, once it gets to PennDOT and goes through that, like there seems to be sometimes long delay. And so if it's dependent upon PennDOT's approval of that traffic impact.
In this case, PennDOT will not get a traffic impact study for them to review. It's a different process.
Okay.
Because the town is the township is the applicant.
Correct.
Okay.
It's a township project.
Okay. I want to make sure we weren't going to see you again in 12 months because PennDOT was taking their time.
I mean, unfortunately, I will say most townships that I deal with do not have a one-year limitation, and so we don't have these issues. Unfortunately, this, and there are other townships that do that, it's just a reality is that development process is complicated, especially something like this, and it takes time. And often we run into the deadlines like this, and this one's multiple times.
Thank you. I just wanted to make sure we covered the bases with the question.
Yeah, 1 year should be sufficient.
Does the JPA have a one-year shelf life?
No, it does not have a one-year shelf life.
What is that? I know it's got something.
It's 5 years.
5 years?
Okay. Okay, any other questions from the board?
Thank you.
I don't think I see anybody here behind you from the public, so I assume there is no public comments from the public. So we will close this hearing and just remind you that the board has 45 days to render a decision. And you have 30 days to appeal if you're aggrieved in any way.
Thank you.
Right, thank you for your testimony. If you want to come up to the podium, you said you had some questions. We'll hear what your questions are. I just want to remind you, we're not going to rehear the whole hearing, okay? You had an opportunity to provide testimony, so you're welcome to ask us questions. We'll give you the best explanation that we can. You're still going to get a written copy of the order, which we encourage you to review thoroughly. But anyway, we'll do our best to answer your questions.
Kylie Angelo.
Do you want me to swear you in?
It's
really just comment. Yes, it's a testimony for the, yeah. So we're not going to swear you in. We're just, these are.
All right. So my main question is what government interest is there in restricting a residential property more than an agricultural property on the same property line?
So that's more a question for the Board of Supervisors. They're the ones that draft and enact the ordinance. We're just to interpret and apply the ordinance.
But you've interpreted an ordinance where I can't have a fence along the back of my property where there is agricultural. So on that same property line, the agricultural would be able to put up a 10-foot fence, and you're saying that I can only put up a 6-foot.
But it's not based on the use, but this board's decision based on the facts that were presented.
Right, and that's what I'm asking. Now, what is the purpose of a more restrictive height over a residential property from an agricultural property in the same zoning district?
I don't follow your question.
You're
being granted. You're being granted the 6 foot in the back. That's the same. That's not more restrictive. You're given 10 foot on the area that was deemed. I think when we were all here, in fact, you seemed to concur. We needed the 10 foot to protect, but then along the back where there, it was simply giving the deer a different flow line. Well, I'm just saying, we discussed it here. What are you aggrieved by, that you wanted a 10-foot on the whole along the back, and that we had granted? But how is that more restrictive than a residential? It's not. They would require also an approval.
A residential property.
Right. Either one, whether it's agricultural or residential, 6 foot.
No, agricultural properties can put up 10-foot. That was the whole point of my saying that the zoning ordinance is random, and the height is not based on a zoning district. It's based on an overlay of residential.
Residentials require a special exception to get good from 6 to 10 as well.
Residentials do. Agriculturals do not.
You're questioning why your residentially zoned property is only allowed 6 feet, but if it was zoned as an agricultural property, it would be allowed 10.
Yeah,
correct?
Along those lines, I'm saying that you're giving me a more restrictive. Can we pull up the property, by the way? You're giving me a more restrictive than what a same property line agricultural use would be deemed. So along the back was also part of my request of the property line, and I agreed along the residential side, it didn't require a 10-foot fence. I would only do a 6-foot fence, but that wasn't a part of this hearing. But along the back would be a 10-foot fence as well.
So you're seeking to have the rear of your property considered agricultural for the purposes of the zoning application, like the zoning ordinance application interpretation, but the side as a residential?
Well, yes, in those terms, yes. But my main question is, what is the purpose of restricting a residential property more than an agricultural property?
I think that's where it would be, that's a question for the supervisors, because your testimony and application was interpreting it as a residential property. So this board was making considerations based on it being established as a residential property. And so the height requirements and restrictions applicable to residential were being considered.
Right, but that was part of my appeal that the zoning ordinance wasn't just, that it wasn't fair, that it was applying a more restrictive covenant on a residential property than it was an agricultural property for the same use. And in my testimony, I had said the area, and I had drawing the area around the orchard and along the back. And there were even other individuals here who said, oh, now that I know it's not along my property, along residential, that, you know, I don't have a concern with it. So the only other concern was the tractor was gonna hit the fence, but that shouldn't be my responsibility for the tractor if the fence is on my property line, for the tractor not to hit my fence.
I can only speak for myself in this. My interpretation, and based on reading the minutes and recall of this, was that we didn't discuss the difference between different parts of your property being considered agricultural or residential, and that your challenge to the validity of the ordinance was that you felt that it was overly burdensome or, you know, requiring too many steps.
No, that's not what I had. I didn't even have too many steps.
That it didn't allow flexibility for consideration.
As part of that was in it, yes. But there was 3 pages, and one of them was specifically, why is a more restrictive ordinance placed on a residential property over an agricultural property? And that's one of the things I hope is answered in your deep brief, or whatever you guys call it, your decision. Because if it's not, you guys have not done the due diligence necessary to answer my question.
Again, I would direct you to the Board of Supervisors if you want.
But you've made a decision based on the interpretation
from the Board of Supervisors. If you can't answer the question, then you haven't interpreted anything.
I think you need to talk to the Board of Supervisors if you want an explanation as to why you picked 6 feet for a residential property, because that's beyond the purview of this board.
I mean, I recommend that you wait to receive the copy of our decision, okay? Read it, start to finish all of it, see if it helps you with your explanation, and if you are aggrieved, then you appeal it, and then we'll review it again. And if it need be, it will go to the supervisors. But
I don't want to have to appeal something based on maybe you guys not having done the necessary due diligence to determine what I have actually highlighted as, one, a very big difference between what I presented. It doesn't seem like anybody here has recognized that I requested a 10-foot fence along the back of my property. And then
what?
We recognize that.
Recognize
yes,
that.
We
absolutely.
All recognize that you requested a 10-foot fence along the back edge of your property.
And you're saying I can only do a 6. So
that's exactly. So that's the part that we are, as I said when I read the order, it is approved in part and denied in part. So the part that's approved is the part surrounding your orchard and garden area, okay? That's the part we have approved based on the case that you made here to this board and the facts and the evidence that you presented, okay? And the whole rationale that you presented was to keep the deer and animals out so they don't damage your orchard and your garden.
It's my entire property. The whole property is what needs to be protected. The orchard is a component of the property.
If it's the entire property, wouldn't you have applied for a 10-foot fence around the entire property?
No, because I know that along the residential, that would not be fair, right? To put a 10-foot fence up to my neighbor's house, that wouldn't be fair. And that's why I was saying that along the back, and then that's where it would stop. And then I had the additional questions about a 6-foot fence, that this is not pertaining to a 6-foot fence. So, I mean, the entire property is...
Again, I think you should read the entire decision once you receive it, and then appeal it if you feel you've been aggrieved.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. So you can't answer the one question.
We've tried to answer your questions. I think we've been very patient here. I don't know what else we can say to you.
The one question is, what is the government interest in applying a more restrictive...
That is a question. That is not a question for this board. That is not a question for this board.
But you've applied those...
No, we have listened to your testimony. We've listened to members of the public who had an interest in this case, their testimony. We have used our own judgment in looking at the ordinance and reached a decision. That's our job. Our job is not to... I don't know how to answer your question because it's not a question for this board. I mean,
that's correct. That's the Board of Supervisors.
So then when looking at the ordinance, it's not your job to determine if the ordinance is fair.
Not at all.
So then why did I appeal it? Why did I come to you to appeal the ordinance?
Well, I really don't know why you appealed it, but I know that you filed the application for the special exception because you wanted a 10-foot fence, and you needed that.
But why do I come to the zoning hearing board to appeal the ordinance?
You appealed the decision of the...
He's speaking about his initial request.
You appealed the decision of the zoning officer.
No, I appealed the ordinance.
He challenged the validity of the ordinance, and this board can determine the validity of the ordinance based on the testimony given at the meeting, and they have determined that the ordinance is valid based on the facts stated in the order, stated in the decision.
And therefore, they should be able to answer that question of what is the government interest in applying more restrictive ordinance to an ag or to a residential property than it is an agricultural property.
To Mr. Diodonatis's point, I think if you read the full order and and use that to to understand our determination and the way in which this board came to that decision.
You think it'll help? I'm asking for your honest opinion. Yeah.
If you feel it doesn't help you and you feel aggrieved,
then you have.
Then appeal the decision.
Yeah.
That's why we have appeals.
Yeah. It's a very burdensome process. It's not collaborative. You know,
okay, we did not
we don't
create
make
the
rules.
Process.
We don't
did
make
not
those
create
rules.
The process. You're asking us to change state law, to change the Board of Supervisors' responsibilities, et cetera. That's not our role. Okay, so I'm sorry you're not happy with that answer, but that's the reality of it.
It's not that I'm not happy. I just don't know if you've done the necessary due diligence to determine to kick it back.
Well, your due diligence was to present the case to convince us otherwise, and you didn't convince us otherwise. So read the decision, as Mr. DeNonatis has said. Please read the decision. If you need to come back and appeal it, then appeal it.
Okay.
I don't know what else to tell you.
Yeah, you could be a little bit kinder.
I'm just trying.
Well, I think we're trying by answering the question.
I am not being unkind.
I've seen your kindness. I've seen your kindness.
Excuse me.
I haven't seen your kindness.
I'm not being unkind. I'm just trying to be direct to you as to what we can and cannot do.
Yeah. I don't know if it's the tone of your voice, but there are some members of this committee who have been more kind than you.
Well, I apologize if the way I'm coming across is unkind, but that is not my intention. I'm just trying to bring this to a close and answer your questions as best we can and let you know what we can't answer. There's certain things we cannot answer. We cannot speak for the Board of Supervisors.
Hey, Kyle, hopefully this helps you sleep at night. We don't know what the government interest is in using a property for non-residential purposes versus residential purposes, number one. Number two, we aren't elected. We are reluctant, unpaid volunteers in a thankless job. And when you're chairman of this board and people start bitching at you, it's really easy to lose your patience, you know? But we understand your frustration. I think all of us have been before a board before trying to make a point, and it is frustrating. But we don't know the answer to your question. But again, we are up here doing what Mr. Seidel explained. We don't make the laws. We don't write the ordinances. And we're doing the best we can. We're sorry that you're disappointed, but read the decision, and maybe we'll have a happier day next month.
Yeah. No, that is exactly what I needed to hear, because you said that you don't know why there's some more restrictive in place. That's what I needed to hear.
Great.
So, I mean, that's the answer. I don't know. Right? And that's an acceptable answer, because then we can move on from there to say, all right, if we don't know, we can go to the Board of Supervisors and say, why is it this way? Or we can figure out why.
Sounds good.
Okay. Thank you.
Have a good night.
Okay.
Motion to adjourn to executive session.
Second, please.
Thank you, Tom. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.